And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is jobs, politics, the war on terror, and new enlightenment. Each of today's segments will explore one or more of these subjects. My next segment is something new. It's a call-in segment. Several listeners have requested this. I'll open up the mic to let callers express what's on their mind. We'll look at all topics that you want to tackle. And as always, if you want to call in and start a topic or join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. And you'll want to keep that number handy because I will be giving away four sandwiches or four salads from Urbane Cafe just a little bit later in this particular segment. So stand by to win that. And remember, if you call in to win the sandwiches, you don't have to go on the radio if you don't choose to do so. What's on Your Mind Ventura County is a new segment that I'm running each Tuesdays where you turn the tables on me. Instead of interviewing a guest, you get to interview me with whatever topic that's on your mind. Just call in at 639-0008 and you can ask away. Call in and share whatever's on your mind. We'll talk about national, international, statewide, and local topics. I want to hear from you. What's going on in your world around you? Do you want to share it? Call in. What's got you puzzled? What's got you frustrated? We'll talk about that too. And if you're a regular listener, you know I address a wide range of subjects on the show. That's because you, my listeners, want to learn more about the world around them. Now it's time to get into even more depth with those topics. The call-in number 639-0008. That's the number that you call in if you want to go ahead and start a conversation on what's on your mind. So let's take a look at our first topic, which is a statewide topic, and we're going to be talking about business here in the state of California and the government's interference in projects at the state level. Now, those of you who read the news, especially the second and third pages of the newspaper, you know this story. We're going to talk about a tale of two governments with very different circumstances, but exactly the same ending. Those two governments are China and the United States, and in particular in the United States, our own state, the state of California. China's high-speed train wreck and had a cover-up after the train wrecked back in July in Xinjiang province in China. Forgive me for all of you Chinese speakers out there. I can't pronounce it very well. Chinese authorities sent in bulldozers last week to bury the wreckage rather than deal with the train tracks and what caused the crash in the first place. The reason is that the crash was an embarrassment. It was a reminder to the Chinese state-directed government to the rush to modernize really involved, in their case, cutting corners, shoddy safety standards, and staggering amounts of corruption. And that contradicted the official party line in which China, which they claim is the world's second largest economy, thanks to the Communist Party's wise governance. So rather than grapple with the counter evidence, they simply buried it. I mean, literally buried it. Now, back in the United States, President Obama and Vice President Biden announced federal loan guarantees to green energy company called Solandra. That's in Northern California. Let's listen to what both the president and the vice president had to say about $535 million investment that they were making in Solandra.
So that's why, even as we cut taxes and provided emergency relief over the past year, we also invested in basic research, in broadband networks, in rebuilding roads and bridges, in health information technology, and in clean energy. Because not only would this spur hiring by businesses, it would create jobs in sectors with incredible potential to propel our economy for years, for decades to come. There's no better example than energy.
And that, of course, was President Obama speaking to the employees of Solandra at a plant in Northern California. Now let's listen to what Vice President Joe Biden had to say when he announced the $535 million investment that we, the taxpayers, were making in Solandra.
And I'm really happy, along with the Secretary, to announce today that we've closed a $535 million loan guarantee for Solandra, more than $500 million. This is the first in what the Secretary is going to be announcing, the Department of Energy we were making available, for more than $30 billion in loan guarantees the Recovery Act is providing and will provide to American companies that are leading the way to a new clean energy future. The loan to Solandra will allow you to build a new manufacturing facility, and with it, almost immediately generate 3,000 new well-paying construction jobs. And once your facility opens, there will be about 1,000 permanent new jobs here at Solyndra and in the surrounding business community, and hundreds more to install your growing output of solar panels throughout the country. It's important. It's important because these jobs are going to be permanent jobs. These are the jobs of the future. These are the green jobs. These are the jobs that won't be exported. These are the jobs that are going to define the 21st century and the jobs that are going to allow America to compete and to lead like we did in the 20th century.
Did you hear what Vice President Biden had to say? These are permanent jobs. Note that he promised 3,000 construction jobs to build the plant, and furthermore, he promised another 1,000 permanent jobs at Solyndra. So what actually happened? Last week, Solyndra filed for Chapter 11 a bankruptcy, over $500 million loan guarantee from the federal government, and Solyndra failed. So what does this show? Does it show that green energy is doomed to fail? Probably not. Did it show that the federal guarantee loans for non-viable green energy companies was in play? Certainly yes. And a $535 million loan guarantee was squandered. Again, the answer to that is yes. So what's the connection between the two stories? Simply this. The government, no matter which government, should not be in the business of selecting which businesses are needed and which businesses will succeed, because in both cases, they're wrong. Did China need government-mandated high-speed rail at the expense of safety and shoddy construction? Does the United States need government-mandated clean energy from a Northern California company? In both cases, if market forces were allowed to be in play there, funding these projects, there wouldn't have been the dual train wreck of the Chinese high-speed rail incident and Solyndra's Chapter 11. Furthermore, as an aside, any similarities that you draw between the Chinese government and the Obama administration is entirely up to you. That's our first subject. Now, if you have a thought on that, you want to call in, the number is 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. And you want to use that number right now because we will be taking the third caller, 639-0008, for four sandwiches or four salads at Urbane Cafe. Two locations to serve you, one here in Ventura at 4350 Telephone Road in the Barnes & Noble Plaza, the other at 1730 East Gonzales Road, the intersection of Gonzales and Rose Avenue. Second topic, and this is a topic that impacts everybody in Ventura County. President Obama will announce his jobs plan for the country later this week. Should we be enthusiastic or should we be concerned? Call in if you've got an opinion about the president's job plan. The answer, in my opinion, is we should be concerned. Let's rate President Obama's economic policies. To set the stage, let's listen to a town hall meeting in September of 2010, that's a year ago today. In this meeting, a woman, Velma Hart, is a participant, and she asked the questions that many Americans had on her mind. Let's hear what she had to say a year ago.
I am a chief financial officer for a veteran service organization, AMVETS, here in Washington. I'm also a mother, I'm a wife, I'm an American veteran, and I'm one of your middle-class Americans. And quite frankly, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted of defending you, defending your administration, defending the mantle of change that I voted for, and deeply disappointed with where we are right now. I've been told that I voted for a man who said he was going to change things in a meaningful way for the middle class. I'm one of those people, and I'm waiting, sir. I'm waiting. I don't feel it yet.
And that was a year ago, and Velma wasn't feeling it then, and I'm not sure she's feeling it now either. Let's take a look at the economic track record of the past 10 presidents during the first 3.5 years that they were in office. That is a span of over 60 years, roughly 25% of the United States' entire existence. Those presidents were Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Carter, Reagan, George H.W. Bush, Clinton, George W. Bush, and of course, President Obama. We see some remarkable and some surprising results that come out of this. Presidents of the United States should be judged on their performance, just like presidents of corporations get judged on their performance. So let's consider five criteria that we're going to be judging the last 10 presidents on. Those five criteria are the average real GDP growth during the first 10 calendar quarters of their term, the percentage point gain in the consumer price index inflation rate between December before they took office and their third July of their first term, And then the percentage change in the real Dow, which is the Dow Jones Industrial Average divided by gold, the percentage change in the unemployment rate, and finally the percentage change in total employment based on the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Using these criteria to judge the presidents on a score from 1 to 10 based on their overall economic plans yields some very surprising results. First of all, I was shocked to see that of the top five on the list, four of them were Democrat. Call in if that surprises you. The number 639-0008, that's the same number that you use if you want to win a sandwich as well. Second surprise, Jimmy Carter was in the top five on that list, which is surprising because Jimmy Carter is not remembered as being one of the presidents who had a great economic track record. But remember, too, that the recession in the Carter years started in the last 18 months of President Carter's presidency. Third, and not too surprising, President George W. Bush ranked very low on the list. In fact, he was number 9. And let's face it, President Bush's economic policies that kept interest rates historically low for too long after 9/11 directly led to the housing bubble bursting. Call if you agree or disagree, the number 639-0008. Finally, and this was no surprise, President Obama was dead last on the list. In fact, for those of you keeping track at home, here's the list. President Clinton was number 1, President Johnson number 2, Dwight Eisenhower number 3, and the only Republican in the top 5, President Kennedy number 4, Carter number 5, President Reagan number 6. And notice that President Reagan, at least for the first 3.5 years of his presidency, had a worse economic record than even President Carter. President George H.W. Bush, followed by President Nixon, George W. Bush, and last, President Obama, pulling up the rear on that list. Now, let's return to Velma Hart. Has her situation changed in the past 12 months? Let's listen to her actual question that she asked President Obama at that press interview a year ago.
My husband and I joked for years that we thought we were well beyond the hot dogs and beans era of our lives. Right. But quite frankly, it's starting to knock on our door and ring true that that might be where we're headed again. And quite frankly, Mr. President, I need you to answer this honestly. Is this my new reality?
Well, since Velma Hart asked that particular question, Velma certainly has a new reality. She was laid off from her government job as CFO of a veterans organization. The story does have a happy ending, however. Ms. Hart did find a new job. Now, cynics among us might say that the government went out of its way to find a new job for Ms. Hart because it would be a devastating embarrassment to the president's reelection if the person who criticized the president on national TV about his economic policies was unemployed at the time of the election. If that's too cynical or if you agree with me, give me a call, 639-0008. That's the number you can use. You can use that number to call in not only to express an opinion, but you can use that number to win 4 sandwiches or 4 salads from Urbane Cafe as well. So what should we expect from President Obama's job speech next week? Well, the first 3.5 years of the Obama administration makes it clear the president believes that his bureaucrats can make better economic decisions than we the people, expressing our preferences via a free market. More on that a little bit later. President Obama also seems to believe that regulation upon regulation can be piled upon the private sector at no cost to jobs, no cost to economic growth. Think Obamacare in this particular case. And so, if anyone expects different results from the president's job policy by simply doing more of the same things he's already done, then remember what Albert Einstein said. Doing the same thing repeatedly and expecting different results is a form of insanity. That's what's on your mind, Ventura County, for today. If you have any questions, you can call us 639-0008.